into this realm. Is that my kingdom here?
Miss Daisy, are you all right?
I know I have the body of a weak and feeble woman, but I have the heart and stomach of a queen.
Good for you.
I'm ready for my tea.
Oh, I don't have any tea, but there's coffee in there on the stove. It's waiting for you.
Very well. Have Brown bring it to my chambers.
To your chambers? There she is.
Brown's such a delightful chap. So loyal. I'm thinking of keeping him.
How about I have him to bring you a copy of the Emancipation Proclamation while we're at it? Wonderful girl, Hollywood Square all by herself. She'll be waiting for that tea when hell freezes over.
Okay, why is Miss Daisy waving out the window like she's the Queen of England?
I don't know, but half her brain is royalty and the other half is dead, like Brown was supposed to fix this garbage disposal.
And the hot water.
Oh, and that leak.
And the refrigerator.
I don't know who she thinks she is talking about get her some tea. Where is Mr. Brown?
I don't know, but this garbage disposal still ain't working.
And we don't have any hot water.
He knows we have an interview with the handyman in a few minutes. I don't understand where he could be.
I'll get it.
No, I got it.
No. I've got a business going on. 1-900-EDNA.
Oh, Mr. Brown.
Wait.
How many minutes do you want?
Give me this phone, please. Excuse me. Mr. Brown, where are you? Where are you?
Cara, I got arrested. I'm in jail.
You in jail?
What did they arrest you for?
They said I was making terrorist threats.
What? Okay, hold on. Uncle Brown, tell us what happened.
Okay, I went to the airport because I was smelling off some stuff at the church. And then the lady asked me, she said, what's in the box? I said, ooh, you would like this because this is the bomb.
Oh, period. You can't say bomb at the airport. That's just like saying Obama at a McCain rally.
Yeah, I know that now. It was, y'all should have seen, it was terrible. They had the hella chapters and the SWAT team was there and they had them dogs. Them dogs were sniffing my middle.
All right. Look, Uncle Brown, where are you? Which jail?
I'm in DeKalb County. I'm just so scared they got me in this old ugly orange suit.
Just hang in there, Mr. Brown.
Y'all hurry because I'm starving. I just ain't got nothing to eat. They just feed me bread and water. Yeah.
Hold on.
Yeah, I need to order a two-piece with some fries.
Yeah, put two peppers on there, too.
And some mayonnaise on the side. Heck, y'all hurry. Come get me.
Okay, hold on.
What the what? Carmen, they done put me in here with a Cheerio killer.
Hurry, y'all hurry up and come get me.
It's conjugal visit night, and I don't see no women in here.
Well, look, Uncle Brown, I'm going to be down there to get you in a minute, all right? Don't worry, I'll have you out in no time.
Just hold on.
Yeah, hold on to everything but your ankles.
Y'all tell my story like they told Jesus' story.
I don't know what Mr. Brown got himself into.
Okay, well, let me make a few phone calls and see what I can do. All right?
Okay, and I'm going to go see if I can find that number on the lawyer who got my D out of jail, okay?
Perfect.
That's the interview with the handyman. I don't have time for this right now.
No, Cara. We need hot water. Brown's in jail.
Now, you sure you can handle it?
I got it.
All right, now. I'm putting it in your hands. Hello, how you doing, sir?
How you doing? I'm here for the handyman position.
Oh, okay, come on in. Right over here, sir.
Oh, you're a soldier.
Yes, sir. 0600 hours.
Hope you handy, because you sure is ugly.
You're not so cute yourself, sir.
What have you done?
Well, my name is Bob Rogers.
Rogers? Mr. Rogers? Welcome to the neighborhood.
Yes. Yes, I was a maintenance man at the local high school.
So you know how to fix things?
Absolutely.
What kind of things?
Windows, doors.
You ever fix a water heater?
Well, my specialty, sir. Yes.
Oh, you hired.
No, wait. Now, how wait, I have some questions I need to ask the man. Don't rush me. Don't rush like that. I need to know a little bit more about your experience. Uh-huh. Your experiences in the war, and you know, in the military.
The war! The war! Incoming! Oh, my God! Oh, my God! Get some firepower on that perimeter! Let go! Damn! No, tell my wife! I love her!
It's all right. You're home, boy. You're safe. You okay? You okay?
So did I get the job?
Hell no! Thank you for your heart and your parts.
Thank you, sir. Thank you, man.
Incoming!
No, get him off! Get him off me! Get him off of me! Get him off me! Get him off me!
And you want to hire him?
Hey, see if you can fix the water heater. We need hot water. I gotta soak my bunions.
Dropkick! Kill him!
Cover him free, America! Cover him!
Oh, I know you look brilliant in orange.
My little chocolate drop is back.
Edna, stop quick!
I think I look different since I've been...
You look fine, Mr. Brown.
I was doing push-ups and stuff in that car. Why nobody didn't come see me and put no money on my books?
Oh, you was only gone for 2 hours, Mr. Brown.
Nephew, you think somebody followed us? Because that's why I was bent down in the car. I didn't want nobody to see us. Nephew, what you do to bust me out?
I just wrote a check for your bail.
Well, I'm scared, nephew. I'm not here.
Hello, how you doing?
Hello, I'm here for the handyman position.
Oh, okay. Well, I'm sorry. We won't have to reschedule and do it another time, okay? Oh,
we still have hot water problems.
Yeah, and the garbage disposal is still clogged up.
And the lamp in my room doesn't work.
Yeah. This one, either.
I can go ahead and handyman. I can do it. I can take care of it. Interview. Hi, Mr. Handyman. How you doing? I was just in prison. Yeah, I just got out of jail. I was doing hard time. Okay, let's start first by getting your name.
Jesus.
God bless you. Yeah, he's there. God bless you.
Thank you.
Uh-huh. Your name. Go ahead.
Jesus.
Okay, say it slow. I can get it. I got to write it down.
Jesus.
Oh, Lord, this, you must got the bad. It's in your lung. Never mind. What is your name?
Jesus.
His name is Jesus, Mr. Brown.
Spell it.
J-E-S-U-S, Jesus.
You Corey, he think he Jesus. You ain't Jesus. You trying to come in here, you is blaspheming. You ain't Jesus. You ain't walked on a wall. What is your mama? You don't even know your mama name. What's your mama name?
Mr. Brown.
Where was you born?
Mr. Brown.
He was born and swallowed and closed up. He don't know nothing about Jesus.
Mr. Brown, Jesus is Latino. That's how you pronounce his name.
I'm Mexican.
Idiot.
A Latin lover.
He said he's Mexican.
Is Mexican the same as Latino?
Sissy.
See, you cannot call me no sissy. Hey, now. I ain't no sissy. I braided that man's hair in jail because I wanted some donuts.
Yeah, right.
Sissy. Okay, since you don't understand the regular, nacho jalapeno.
No, thank you. I ate already.
Oh, Cora, how are we supposed to come in and talk if he can't even understand the alphabet?
Mr. Brown, he can speak English.
Sissy.
You call me Sissy.
Hey, hey, hey. Calm down, Brown.
Sissy means yes.
Well, how do we know he can fix anything?
I'm very good with my hands.
Ooh, good with your hands.
I think maybe, on second thoughts, maybe this job is not quite right for me.
Oh, no.
Wait a minute. Hey, Sus, I'm sorry. We really need you for this job. I'm sorry. Can you just fix something for us? Please, can you fix this lamp? How about this lamp? Just show him. Show him what you can do.
Okay.
I need a handyman. That boy's good. boy. That boy. I like him. I like him.
Hey, he hired.
You hired.
I need you to fix my car.
Yes, I got the phones. I need you to fix them.
I need my phone.
It's so good to be getting some good home cooking again.
Well, good.
Them grilled cheese in there about to scratch my throat up.
Well, it's good to have you home, Mr. Brown.
Yeah. Cara, my dear told me to tell you she mad at you.
Mad at me for what?
You ain't brought her no cigarettes.
Well, she needs to stop smoking.
Cara, your mama looks so bad.
Really?
Yes. She done let her beard start growing out, Cara.
Manly.
Cora, yes, that's what they put on the other side. And what they did, they was checking her throat, Cora. Yes, they checked her throat. They thought Madea was, they thought she was a dude.
Yes. Oh, Mr. Brown, don't talk about my mother like that.
Well, look at her. Cora, she growing a beard. She got a big throat, big feet, big hands. Cora, your mama is big.
Stop talking about her like that. You always putting me in the middle.
And then she gonna have the nerve to get braids, Cora. Cora, your mama look like a dude. She walk up and say, "What up, player?" I said, look at my baby. That's all your mama. She just look ancient. What is all of that noise? Yeah, I forgot to tell y'all, we got somebody coming over. It was this girl that was in jail, and she didn't have no money and nowhere to go, Cora. And I told her she could stay here.
What?
Yes, she was poor. She didn't have nothing. The Lord led me to her.
What is London Sharon doing here?
Sharon. Hi.
Oh, that's my friend. That's my friend.
Hi, everybody. Hi.
Hey.
Hey, little buddy. You're standing in my light. Can you move a little bit? Thank you. Hello, everyone. I would like to say one more time that I am truly sorry about what happened at the mall the other day. I did not see that woman in the wheelchair. But I did learn my lesson, and that is a very good lesson for all you youngins out there. Don't drink and shop. And also, I am proud to announce that I will be serving my community service here in the projects at the Town Meadows Retirement Home.
That's Brown Meadows, and this ain't no projects.
Ew. We're gonna have to do something about that name. Oh, thank you. Thank you. I love you.
Who is this clown?
That's London Sheraton.
London who?
Yeah, you know that brat that's always in the tabloids and spending all of daddy's money.
I can hear you. That's because I'm still in the room. Can someone tell me where the powder room is, please?
Yes, it's up the stairs to the left.
Thank you. I should probably take my purse. No offense, though. I know you guys are all staring at me right now, but, you know, I'm used to it.
Cora, why are stockings too little?
Mr. Brown, she can't stay here. That young lady is trouble.
That's right.
Well, I'm just doing what the Lord led me to do. He led me to her.
He did not lead you to her.
Well, if she go, I'm going to have to give her daddy back this nice check that he gave me for her community service.
What check?
This chick. Bam.
Well, I'm going to go get her room ready. And I got to borrow a soap she can borrow.
And I'm going to rub her feet.
I'm coming to help.
Where do you think you're going?
Oh, I'm just going to help out a little bit. You know, just
no, we're going outside.
You see that check?
Yeah.
We thousand ass. We rich. We rich. Yeah.
Or should I say, what is this?
I see you've met London, our new house guest.
Well, keep her out of the North Garden. Or I'll have her beheaded.
Ooh, beheaded. Is that a new designer?
You want something to eat?
No. Soul food is bad for my complexion.
So why are you doing community service for?
Oh, just another DUI. But I really learned my lesson this time. Don't get caught drinking and driving.
Okay, shouldn't you just not drink?
Ew. Boring. Well, technically I wasn't drinking and driving because I was drinking before I was driving.
Hey, Sue. I need you to finish checking some stuff.
It's Jesus.
Jesus, Corsus, whatever. You fixed the doorbell?
Yep, it's done.
Okay, now I need you to look at the garbage disposal. Get it fixed for me.
Right now?
Right now. Riba, inda, andale, andale, caca. Sasha, I'm gonna run to the store, get some light bulbs. You need anything?
Ooh. Okay. Can you get me some moose?
Moose? All they have is ground meat. I'll check and see if they got moose. I didn't know if you eat moose.
London, are you okay?
No.
Jesus, get her some water.
I can't breathe.
You have asthma?
No, but there's just so much poverty in the air.
Here you are.
Oh, my God, what is this?
What?
This came from a pipe in the wall. I need to call my dad.
Oh, she's a special one. I think I know what the problem is with your garbage disposal.
Oh, what's that?
You don't have one. So maybe you guys could stop shoving food down the drain.
Excuse me, young man. Are you busy?
Yes, I was just...
Would you come with me? I hear you're good with your hands.
Yes, ma'am. I will be there as soon as I can finish fixing our garbage disposal. It's...
I'll wait.
I hope she falls asleep.
And I'm gonna have to go down there and get drug tested, and they gonna make me go in a little cut. They gonna take my library card. I ain't gonna be able to vote, and they gonna kick me off the deacon board.
Calm down. It's over.
Yes. No, it's not.
No, you're right. You should be upset. You've been out of jail for hours now, and you don't even have a photo shoot lined up. No endorsements, no press conference. Your agent sucks.
Besides, Mr. Brown, you're only in a holding cell for a couple of hours.
A holding cell? Brown, you're a punk! When I was a prisoner of war, we tunneled 6 miles under the Mekong Delta with nothing but a spoon and a Billie Holiday album.
Hey, you got to stop saying them put where you're about to drown me.
Excuse me, but this is boring. So I haven't gone this long without having a party. So the last one in the pool is going to get wet.
No, I wouldn't do this. I wanted to tell her
we don't have a pool.
That girl's so stupid she sell a cup of gas money.
I think she's figured it out.
Anybody got an umbrella?